Welcome to the final episode of Voices of Easter, from Love Worth Finding. Today's installment, John the Beloved, is an imaginary monologue from the Apostle John. We catch up with him after Jesus has ascended into heaven.
One day, I will write of these things. One day, I will have time to sit down, quilt a scroll, and write of my Savior's death and His resurrection. But today I'm too filled with wonder. I must simply speak to you of my beloved Jesus. He is alive. I heard Him take His last breath. I saw Joseph of Arimathea lay Him in the tomb. I took His mother Mary home to my house, supporting her on my arm. Though our sorrow was so great, I couldn't tell you how we managed to put one foot in front of another. I merely existed, alternately in stunned silence and uncontainable grief, for two nights and a day. That's when things began to change. Sunday morning, I looked into an empty tomb and found His abandoned grave clothes. And on Sunday evening, peace like I have never known. Peace so pervasive, it completely flooded the room where we disciples were meeting. Peace walked straight in through a locked door, and there He stood, Jesus, in our midst. No ghost, but our friend, our companion, our Redeemer, filling us with the Spirit of the living God. And at once we understood. He had to take Himself from us to give Himself more fully to us. He had to empty us to fill us up. He has left us now physically. He ascended to the Father as He said He would. But we do not despair. His peace and His presence are with us always, even to the end of the age. Everything He said about Himself will come true. He said He would be rejected and killed. He was. He said He would rise again. He has. He said we would weep and lament, but our sorrow would be turned to joy. And oh, what joy! He said we would not be snatched from His hand, and we are secure. He said He is going to prepare a place for us in His Father's house. And not for these alone, He said, but for others who will believe. Friend, that's you. This peace that I've told you about is your birthright when you come to Him in faith and are born again. He will keep you through all of the trouble of this life, and He said there will be trouble, and He will prepare you for the splendor of heaven. Someday, perhaps very soon, He is coming again just as He said He would. We will live in His light and glory in His praise. When His Spirit has shown me more, I will write of all the things we can expect on that great homecoming day. Until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
John did write all that he had seen and heard during Jesus' ministry. You can find his story in the Bible in the Gospel of John. You can also discover what the Holy Spirit told John about the end times and the return of Jesus in the book of Revelation. At Love Worth Finding, we'd like to point you to resources to help you draw near to Jesus and grow in your faith. Find us at lwf.org.